I am. It's my leaving house party. I've called it a house cooling. There's the table ready with all the food on. I've got a few people coming over just to say goodbye to this quirky old house. I'm moving in about a week, so I've made an episode about all the dips and food I am going to make, well, I've made, and the drinks that I'm doing as well. Enjoy the episode. I'm going to make an artichoke and spinach baked dip, which people absolutely love, and it is keto, which is fabulous. In it, I'm going to put, it's usual Rachel style, I haven't got all the ingredients I actually need, and I'm adapting. So the original was keto, but not vegan. So I am going to put in 2 cans of artichoke hearts, a whole bag of whole leaf baby spinach. That is just defrosting in the microwave. You probably hear that in the background. I'm going to put in 3 tubs of the Free From Sainsbury's cream cheese. That's low carbs. I'm going to put some mayo in there as well, some lemon juice. It said chili flakes. I haven't got those. I'm going to put a tiny bit of hot chili powder in. Now, I've got the Elmley there just in case I haven't got enough mayonnaise because I forgot to buy extra mayonnaise. But I'm going to put some Elmley in there, but only a tiny bit to see the consistency when I mix it up. I'm going to put some smoked chopped garlic and some garlic granules in there. It's really lovely when it's very garlicky. Now, I'm going to put in some... That's the microwave finishing, defrosting the spinach. I'm going to put on the top of it grated cheddar style. Now, that is not keto, but it's just going to be the topping. My guests this evening, I've got a house cooling party. My guests this evening aren't keto. I am. So I won't have the topping. And some salt and pepper. What you do, you put all that in, mix it up together in a tub, and then bake it with the grated cheese on top. It is so easy and so popular. Another little nibble thing that I'm going to make, I've been marinating these What the Cluck pieces. That was 2 boxes of What the Cluck. I've marinated in the Maple Grove sugar-free syrup, the maple syrup, liquid smoke, dark soy sauce, and some garlic granules as well. And that's been marinating overnight since yesterday. I'm going to then bake those in the oven and put them on cocktail sticks so people can then dip them into the artichoke and spinach dip and the satay dip and the sweet chili dip and any dips that they want. So I drained the artichoke hearts and I've finely chopped them. Well, not that fine, sort of chunky chopped. And they're in this old Kenwood bowl that I have. I just hope that I've got enough space in that bowl to mix it all together. Otherwise, I'm going to have to do it in 2 batches. Okay, so in there, I've put the cream cheese, lots of garlic granules, about 3 heaped teaspoons of smoked chopped, very lazy garlic stuff. I have put half a teaspoon, not even that, of chili powder. I'm now going to squeeze some lemon juice in there, put the spinach in and the mayonnaise and give it a good mix. I'm also going to do some stuffed peppers. I'm using the Violife Creamy and I'm going to use 3 jars of whole cherry peppers. With these whole peppers, I need to separate out the ones that are only 1 heat and the ones that are 2 heat because some people might be a bit sensitive to the hotter ones. I don't think they're that hot. I do love a bit of spice in my life. So what I'm going to do, I am going to get a knife. I'm going to drain the peppers. I'm going to get a knife and just put a bit of the cream cheese in each pepper. So the thing to do, don't drain all the liquid from the peppers because you're going to need some of that to keep them ready. So I get a bit of kitchen roll. I've done this many, many times. I've tried many different ways of scooping the cream cheese into the peppers. Make sure your hands are lovely and clean because your guests are going to be eating these. And scoop. So a little bit on the end of the knife and put it in. Much as you can. I've found that a knife is the best thing. I've tried tiny little spatulas, but a knife is the best thing. And use either Violife cream cheese or Philadelphia. Do not use Sainsbury's Free From Cream Cheese. It tastes horrible unless it's cooked. So there you are. There's a stuffed pepper and then put it in a bowl. So keep going until you've done the whole jar. I'm doing the mild ones first in case I run out of cream cheese. I'm not going to do the 2 hot ones first and then might have not enough cream cheese for the mild ones. They taste so good and they're really popular at parties. Okay, so here are my hot stuffed peppers and I've written, because I haven't got any of those lovely food label things. My daughter's got some, but I haven't borrowed them. I forgot to ask. So here are the hot stuffed peppers. I'm going to cling those and put those in the fridge ready for tonight. And here are the mild stuffed peppers. So there's 2 jars of
the peppers there and one jar there. And I used a whole tub of Violife and this much of the second one. I am going to pour off most of that liquid. You can see they're sitting in liquid to keep them fresh. And you can see they're sitting in liquid there, but I will pour most of that liquid off before the party. Here's the artichoke and spinach dip with the grated cheese on top. I did not add any cream to it. I think because I defrosted the spinach, you know, spinach gets really watery, doesn't it? I didn't need more liquid like mayonnaise or cream. So I put a big old squeeze of mayonnaise in there. You just put it all in, you stir it all up, you put the cheese on the top. I'm now gonna cover that and put it in the fridge to wait until this evening. Well, maybe I'll bake it at about 5 o'clock for 40 minutes on how much heat? About 160, I think, for about 40 minutes to get it really bubbling and really cooked through. I'm now going to do little cocktail sticks with cubes of the Violife Greek white. That is not keto. It's pretty high in carbs. Let's just have a look to see how many carbs it has in it. It has got, goodness me, can I focus on that? 11 grams of carbs per 100. So you can actually, you're not going to have 100 grams of that with these. Those will be okay as long as you don't overdo it. So I am going to, I've got some little plum baby tomatoes. I went to Aldi the other day, no, Lidl, and I saw these. So some pickled silver skin onions. I bought some little cornichons as well and some black olives. Now they're going to go in something else as well, so I'm not going to do loads of those, and I'm going to do those on little cocktail sticks. So here's the Violife. I love Violife Greek cheese. It says it's meant to be like feta, but it's not. So I've just cubed it, get a cocktail stick, do it like that, and just pop them in here. So these are the tomatoes. I will be doing the other things as well soon. The little pickles ready to go on with the cheese and my cocktail sticks. They look really weird, don't they? They look like little caterpillars. Not that keen on the look, but I do love a pickle. So I'll be doing the same thing that I did with the tomatoes. Here's the finished result. Here are some little silver skin onions. And oh, look, that's fallen off. That's not going to be very helpful, is it? So people just have to use their fingers as well. So some little cornichons, little pickled onions with the Greek Violife. You need to be careful that the Violife doesn't split. So be gentle when you're putting the cocktail stick through. And here are the tomatoes as well. So those are ready. Those are going to go in the fridge. I'm going to have to cover them somehow. Otherwise, the Violife is going to dry out. I will probably, I don't know, put foil over them. That's probably going to be the best idea. So yeah, I should cover them in foil and then get them out ready for the party later. I'm also going to make some carby stuff as well for my guests. I'm going to make some savoury pastry spirals. These are going to be pesto based. So in there, I bought this Sainsbury's. This is vegan. It's all vegan. This is puff pastry from Sainsbury's. I'm going to put some black olives in. I'm going to put some capers in and pesto with grated cheese. I might put sun dried tomatoes in, and I'm going to put a few sliced green jalapenos as well. Get the pastry out. Then you spread the cream cheese on it. You can see I've spread the cream cheese on it with a spatula. I've put some dollops of the pesto on. I'm now going to spread those across. Then I'm going to add the olives and the capers and the jalapenos. And I'll see if I want the sun-dried tomatoes on there too. Okay, so you can see I have added sun-dried tomatoes on there. I've put some jalapenos this end, olives, capers, pesto, cream cheese, and some grated cheese on the top. Don't forget that grated cheese is high carbs, but that doesn't matter because it's carby anyway. I won't be eating any of that if I stay strict tonight. That's going to be questionable. This is a really popular choice again. So I've rolled it all up. I'm now going to slice it into semi-thinnish slices. I'm then going to roll it in the grease proof that it's in. And when I bake it, I'm going to put some oil on the bottom of the baking dish and lay them all out beside each other so that they bake really nicely. You can see there the thickness of the slices. I sliced it with a bread knife because it's much better that way. Slice it in as like a sawing action. Roll that up, put it in the fridge until you're ready to bake it. It probably need on about 160, you don't want to burn it, about 20 minutes. Okay, I'm now going to make satay sauce or satay dip. And I've done this before, but I'm just going to do this for the party as well. And the usual things: smooth peanut butter, coconut cream, a dash of tamarind paste, some sesame oil, a little bit of smoked garlic paste, some sugar to sweeten it up, smoked paprika, cayenne pepper and hot chili powder, liquid smoke, and I haven't got any rice vinegar, but I'm going to put some cider vinegar in there, a bit of dark soy and a little squeeze of lemon juice. Put that all in a saucepan all at the same time and just gently heat it. Don't let it boil, otherwise it gets too thick. If it is too runny, do let it simmer a tiny little bit, but be really careful that it doesn't go really, really thick. It depends how much peanut butter you put in. So I've got about a third of a jar of peanut butter there, which is why I've bought a second jar to just in case. And with the satay dip, I'm gonna make it now, get it all lovely and smooth. I will keep it in the pan and then reheat it before I serve it. It's really lovely when it's warm. And it's especially gonna be so scrummy with those marinated chicken skewers in there. Okay, that looks a right mess, doesn't it? So it's all in there. The hob is on, gentle. So I'm gonna blend it all together. Well, I'm not gonna blend it together. I'm gonna stir it so it goes all smooth. And the nice thing about this is that I can just taste test it once it's smooth and warm and see if I need to add anything more, because I've just put a tiny bit of each thing in, and then apart from certainly not a tiny bit of peanut butter nor a tiny bit of coconut cream, then I will taste check it. So here we are, party ready. I'm going to put lots of ice and bottles of bubbly in that. Here are the champagne glasses, and then people can top up with a flavoured gin. Now the bubbly will be keto, and obviously everything is vegan. They might want to put a bit of flavour with the gin in, and I've put some instructions there as well, which will come off with nail varnish remover. Wine glasses here, some red wine there, and then white wine will go in there with some ice. Tumblers here, and I'm going to make a rum punch. I'll tell you what goes in that in a minute. And some elderflower gin fizz will go there. That's my daughter's raspberry vodka and coke, I think. Gin glasses here, and if anybody wants to do shots, they can do some shots. They are there. That's my very weak gin and tonic. And what we got over here, so this is what's going to be going in the gin fizz. It's going to be elderflower liqueur, some gin, some fizzy water and some ice. And then I've got a rum punch as well, and I'm going to put some tropical fruit juice in that, so it's definitely not keto. Some rum, some dark rum, and some orange sliced as well. And then I'm going to make a chocolate milkshake with vodka and triple sec. So it's going to be chocolate orange. I'm going to blend all that up with lots of ice as well. I have made garlic bread, obviously not keto, but definitely vegan. There's the satay sauce ready to warm up. And in the oven at the moment, the savoury spirals and the bake, the dip bake. So there's the drinks. There's the big old punch bowl, but with ice and lots of bubbly in. Most of the bubbly is cava, so it is vegan and it's pretty dry. There's some rosé and white in that smaller bucket. The punches: a rum punch, dark rum, light rum, and tropical fruit juice and lemonade, and the elderflower gin fizz. The gin fizz has got in it elderflower gin, regular gin, elderflower liqueur, some sugar-free elderflower syrup, and sparkling water. So therefore it is keto, it is vegan, and it tasted so lovely and light. I so recommend that. And now we come on to the cooking that I did. You can see there, if you're watching on YouTube, the satay sauce, a big bowl of satay. That did all go. I do love my satay. I will confess, I did not eat it all, but I did eat rather a large amount. And next to the satay were the pretend chicken skewers that were marinated. And you can also see the pastry savoury spirals in the background. Apparently they had a real kick to them because of the jalapenos I put in. I do like to surprise my guests. And now we move across the table. You can see the stuffed peppers there. Not loads of those went, but that's okay. I can cope with that because they are very low carb. The cream cheese is really low carb, vegan cream cheese, and the peppers are relatively low. Then you can see my VioLife Greek feta, which actually tastes like goat's cheese, which is why I love it so much, the old goat's cheese that I used to eat before I turned vegan, with the tomatoes and the pickles. And you can see in the background there some crisps and things, which obviously are not keto, but they were vegan. And now you can see I have crudités, celery, cucumber, peppers, and carrots. Do not eat carrots if you are wanting to stick to keto. Some hummus around there as well. I've got some olives. There are the leftover things like sun-dried tomatoes, olives, pickles, and a few smoked almonds in there. Now we come on to the bake. That was delicious, and what was really great about it, it didn't all get eaten, and then I can just pot it up because it is really keto and it tastes so scrummy. And of course, I have to have some sweet things. I don't like sweet things, and you probably won't either if you're keto. So I did some Starburst, which are vegan, and some Oreo cookies, which are also vegan. Hardly any Oreos went. Quite a few of the Starburst did, though. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Loads of ideas there for you to do for a party. Just make sure, even though you're doing carby stuff and non-keto stuff, that you don't dip into it. Please follow, hit subscribe, leave me some comments, give me some feedback, and let me know what you'd like to hear more of. See you next time.